another installment of That's Not the Point podcast. I'm Natasha. I'm here with my girl Gio. What's up, G?
I'm good. How are you, Tash?
Good, good, good. So I hear it's like beautiful there today.
It's gorgeous today. It's so beautiful. I got to get out there. I got to get back out there. The sun is shining. We talked about before. I live in a city in Germany that's cloudy. So yeah, today's like a gift. So I'm going to enjoy it. How about you? What's the weather back home?
Well, it's a little cloudy today. I feel like the sun's trying to peek through, but we had a beautiful day yesterday. I don't know if we broke any records. It was like mid 80s, but it was so beautiful. So it was nice. But I feel like the weather gets there like a day late towards you guys, right?
Yeah. Our weather's matched. Like we're 6 hours ahead of you guys. So when you guys are like waking up and it's a nice 70 degrees or 60 degrees, we're catching up to 60 or 70 by midday. Yeah. So I didn't appreciate New York weather until I got here, because I always thought it was so cold back home. And now I'm here, I'm like, oh no, it wasn't as bad as I thought.
But you're really good. You really like, you go out and appreciate the weather. Like you walk for a day, like you're good. Go out, you do activities, like you go to the markets, you go for walks. Like you really appreciate like when it's good weather.
You find going to the market so funny, don't you?
I do. I love that. I wish there were markets. I mean, there are markets here. What am I saying? There are markets here. But, it's, you know, I picture you with like a little like Parisian like sack with a thing of bread and like your fish and like going like making conversations along the streets.
No, I mean, sometimes it does work out that way. And it feels really like Parisian, like you said, like that kind of vibe. But sometimes when it's dead of winter and I have to go to the supermarket or the market and I'm carrying a trolley, like an old lady full of groceries, that's not cute.
No, it is.
No, but I'll tell you this about my trolley. My trolley's fancy. Okay.
Yeah.
It's just really, really cute. And it's like cutting edge trolley. So it's not to be played with or laughed at in the streets. The canvas thing that it comes in is collapsible. You could take it out, wash it. So I'm very serious about my trolley. Like I got laughed at about it by like my cool friends for the nine drivers. How do you carry your groceries? But I will say this, I've never not driven for so long. So life, if I can't carry it, I'm not buying it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But whatever. Anyway, I digress. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Last time we talked about it was a while ago. We were like, I wanted to do like a coronation countdown.
Yeah.
And you were not it because you could care less about the coronation.
Right.
But I think towards the day you started getting into it.
I did. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And day of. Do you know what you were doing when King
what was
Charles-
I doing? Oh, so I left the TV on one of the news stations and like I woke up, of course, or I don't know if the TV was on, like I fell asleep, I forgot to put the timer on the TV. Long story short, the TV was on and I remember it was like early and I kept hearing like this cathedral like majestic, I guess, like holiness, like music. And I was like, what am I watching? Like, what is going on? Am I like in a trance? Like, what is this? And then I woke up to him, like, well, King Charles walking in or proceeding to the procession. I was like, oh, wow, it's a major thing. So then I wasn't really into it in the morning. Like I saw a little bit and I was like, all right. Then throughout the day, I went to work. And then only at night, I was watching like the edited versions and just like the outfits, the robes, the crowning. Then I started to get into it. I was like, geez, all of the time, effort, money, pomp and circumstance, no joke.
You called me. Look, we have that time difference. So you called me and you're like, oh, you're in the peak of it, right? But I was coming back from the gym. I joined my friend at the gym and I'm like, girl, I gotta go. Like the coronation, she's like, what are you talking about? I was like, King Charles, man. This is
done. Right?
I'm like, I am late. And she's like, what? Hi. She was like, oh yeah, that's right. And she's German born native. And she could care less. She was laughing at my interest in this. She was like, why do you care? And I'm like, because this is a once in a lifetime event. They're gonna like bring out everything from the attic, all the goblets, all the gold, you know, like this is like once in a lifetime. This is not of interest to you? She's like, nah. And I'm like, that's sad. She was so right that the night before I was telling you this, that I had called a couple of British bars that I know in the area, like pubs, you know. There was an Irish pub, there was a Australian pub, and there was a couple of British ones. I'm like, what are you guys doing tomorrow or at the end of the week for the coronation? They were like, what? And I'm
right,
like,
right.
You have big flags of, you know, England outside of their bars and stuff. Some places have pictures of the Queen. Why are you not celebrating? This is like the best time. Like, make some stupid finger foods. Right. Let me come there in my regalia. You know what I mean? I was upset. I was really disappointed. But I saw the last 10 minutes or something. I don't know what time I came in, and I don't know what I saw. I just saw him walking around the altar, whatever it is.
Right. Yes.
I'm like, where are you going?
Right. And then I was just waiting for him to like jump the broom or like squash the squash the cup or whatever. That's so like anti, or be crowned or like exchange rings or something. Like right. It looked like they were getting married.
Yeah. Yeah. It was crazy. Yeah. He's getting married to God. I don't know. My favorite thing was the little goblin. You're like, what's that?
Yeah. I was like, what is the...
I was like, is this frankincense? Is this myrrh? Is this, is he?
No.
I'm like, I don't know. It's a giant air freshener. I don't know. And I was looking for Harry the whole time. I didn't get to see Harry at all.
That was a point of contention. My dad was like, oh, the brother's not there. I was like, he's there, dude. He's in the back. He's like in the third. He's there. Trust me, he's there. Everyone was like, eyes on Harry.
I just don't understand the whole Harry situation. Either you're in or you're out. I'm not a fan of the monarchy. I think the whole thing's archaic and bananas. If I'm in, I'm in. Like, he's got like half of his foot in, half of his foot out. And like, you wrote a book about these people and how horrible they were, got a lot of money from it. And like, you showing is like weird. But if you didn't show, it's also weird. I don't know. Like, I think there are better ways to deal with these things. To me, I'm like, mm-hmm. You guys could have done a lot of this privately and not made it so crazy in public. But what do I know? It's been a long time since I was in the monarchy. No,
right? It's been a minute.
Yeah.
That's an interesting question. Like, what do you do? Do you go? Do you not go? Like, especially, I mean, like on a comparable level, like if you've had like a falling out with a certain group of people, whether it's like friends or family, it's always like, do I show? Do I not show? Do I send it? You know, it's like similar to that. He's probably feeling it too. Like, and then to be in the third row.
About like, if you're like, I'm not going to my cousin's birthday party, it's not affecting the world globally. It's not like the world is watching you like skip your cousin's party. Like the whole world, like every move that you make, the way you enter the venue, the way you leave the venue, people are watching, and especially British people. It's like, we have so many celebrities in America. So a celebrity sighting here, a celebrity sighting there, you're just like all over the States. And you know, we have our paparazzi do what they do. But this hyper focus on the royal family is it's so crazy. So it's like everything you do, you really have to watch. So I was really like confused by all of his moves in the last couple of years. And history will tell. Maybe I'm wrong, and I hope that I am, but I don't like the way him and the girl, his wife, handled it. I just don't. Like, I'm just like, I'm like, you did 75 interviews. Like the first 5 minutes you were in the States, telling all your dirty, I don't know. And believe me, nobody's like down with the monarchy like me, but there's a certain way to do things. And I feel like you guys should have played it a lot better than you did. Why am I angry about her? I don't even know. But she upsets me. I'm sorry. And fight me. I don't care. I'm just rooting for her. Come on. She and I moved to Europe around the same time. And I was like, oh, we could do this together. We can link up maybe, have some coffee, talk about our experience. And then she was like, no, I'm out. I was like, where are you going? And she was like, nah, girl. She was like, later, I'll see you back in the States.
Right. They now live in the States, right?
Yeah, they live in LA. Yeah. Over there somewhere. Yeah.
Yes. No, but it was definitely a sight to be seen, right? With all the... all the gloriousness and embroidery and all that stuff. Yeah. But it was definitely, I did get into it. At first I was like, I don't really care. But you're right. It's like not seen. It's once in a lifetime for most people. So yeah, no, I thought it was interesting. But yeah, it's like, it also highlights like, how is there such a discrepancy, like so much money, so much wealth in certain areas, and then there's like countries dying of poverty, no running water, and it's like, and yet we have like monarchies, and it's just it's definitely a contrast.
Yes, yes, for sure. I saw all that gold and that carriage thing. I was like, that it was so shiny.
I was like, is that real gold?
That's what I was saying. I'm like, this is really old gold. I'm like, crazy. You chop it up, melt that gold, get busy. I mean, on the one, like, I love like little tidbits of history. You know that we always talk about that. It's like so cool to be a part of it. Like, but then you do think about the practical part of it. It's like $100 million, I think, to pull this thing off.
My gosh.
I mean, I don't know. They could have done a lot of different things to scale it down, but people want it. I mean, people fly in, people flew in from all over the world to come see it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, it's worth it to them. But I'm like, and I'm thinking, I'm like, we're talking about one lifetime event. Oh, we might get another one within this lifetime. And I know.
I feel like it's going to be William, right? Soon.
Yeah.
Well, God, not to wish ill will on Charles.
But. Yeah. We wish Charles health and stuff like that. But I'm like, yeah, he's up there. William handled it beautifully when he went to kiss his papa.
I know. I saw that.
Yeah, that part was really cute. And I had an argument with my husband. We were watching at the end, and he was like, oh, that's the grandson holding one of the tails. I'm like, he's not holding nothing. He's not holding nothing. He's sitting with his parents. He's like, no, that's him. I was like, no, I was like, first of all, that kid's too old to be him. He's like 7. What are you talking about? And then they showed it. It really
was. Yeah, it was him. Prince George, right? He was holding. Yeah. He was one of the, I forget what the term is, but yeah.
Holding of the cloth.
Yeah.
One. So that was kind of interesting. And we won't even get into Camilla.
I'm like, hashtag like side dish. I can't do it. I can't.
I am so proud of her.
I can't.
Holding on.
I wore my sapphire ring that day, not intentionally, but I'm like, yo, Princess Diana all day, air day. Like,
all day.
But following up on one of the other things that we talked about last time, I did my homework. You gave me a list of things to watch, and I started watching. So I started watching Love is Blind. We talked about that. And at first I didn't get into it. I found it like obnoxious. Like how many, you know, like girls are really obnoxious during first dates. Like unless you're really, it's like the phenomenon where you're like, oh my God, he's such a creep. He won't leave me alone. Unless he's like hot and you're into him. Right. So like, unless like you're really into the first date and you like the girl, it's just like obnoxiousness. Like how, like all the laughter, all the like hair flips and like the body gesture, like after seeing that, like, and that was like the bulk of like the first, I guess, episode. I don't even know what I watched the first two episodes, but then I got into it when like there was like a connection, and then like with the reveal, like you start to get into it a little bit. I guess like you invest in like the characters, right? But yeah, so I'm only like 3 or 4 episodes in, and you kind of told me a little bit about like one or two couples and where they stand now, which I was like,
I shouldn't have done that. First
no,
of all,
no, no, no. Otherwise, I'm more invested because you told me that.
Right. I need to retract so many things. I mean, last time we recorded, I had seen, I don't know how many episodes I saw at the time, but I was like, I hate this. This is the stupidest show. I hate it so much. It's awful. None of it makes sense. It doesn't work. And now I'm obsessed. I'm like totally invested. I watch rewatch episodes with like podcasters and online and like this YouTube like vortex of like people who like analyze every episode. I've seen it with them. I follow people now on social media. I don't even do social media, barely. And I follow couples. I don't know what it is about. I keep saying it's a phenomenon, and I'm like, no, okay, it's been done before in different various ways. They have Married at First Sight, right? That's huge. That's been on for like many seasons. There's Love is Blind, not Love is Blind, the other one that I love. You know the one, 90 Day Fiance, which is a totally different way to do it. That's my show though. This one, I don't know what it is. And Love is Blind is having their moment. And like these people have podcasts. And I'm like, whether they even got married or not, or this, that, like they're people who've been on the show. If they had enough airtime, they have their own podcast now. They have their own. And I'm like, it never stops. And I really hopefully our podcast goes on to do great things. And then we can have some of them on and I can apologize to them for hating them and loving them now. I love them so much. There's some couples I'm just like, you're never gonna make it, and I was right. And some of the couples I'm like, wow, you made it. That's interesting. So that's where we're at. I don't want to divulge anything else because I think I ruined it for you. But you were so ready to quit. You were so ready to quit. You're like, this is stupid. You're like watching for 15 minutes, and you're like, I hate this. And I'm like, wait, just wait a little bit. So I had to give you a little something. I was like, right. Well, this person, they're still kind of together, and I'm. You're like, really? Question mark. I know. So I think I kind of lured you in. And I'm sorry. Yeah. I apologize.
No, it's good. In fact, it's funny because I was telling you this morning, like we had a brief like pre-podcast phone call. One of the things that showed up on my feed was they're shooting a very popular television series in the village where I work, which is like a very cute village. They've shot other things here too. So we were like, you know, wouldn't it be very serendipitous if it was like one of those dating shows or something like that? And I don't know, maybe I should try one of those dating shows since dating is such a,
oh my God,
a hard, complicated
thing. I don't
even
care. I know that they take your cell phone away, but I'm going to have to get you some kind of dummy phone. You're going to have to smuggle it on your body part somewhere just to get in there, because I'm like, I need you to call me every night and tell me what's going on. I'm like, mm-hmm. Who are you talking about? What's going on? You like him? Is he hot? Because I have to know. Like, I have to know every step of the way.
Now, before they like get the contestants, do they like screen you? Like, what's your ideal guy? Like, what are you into? What are you not into?
Clearly not. I mean, yes, they do, but clearly not. They've been like, these shows have been giving people things that they did not ask for. No, you know what? I'm complaining. I'm putting Married at First Sight. I started that one again. The way they described what they wanted. Now, the difference between Love is Blind and Married at First Sight is that they have like therapists who are kind of guiding them along during love, meet me at the altar, whatever it's called. They have like therapists who like speak to them, right? And they're like, how are you guys doing? And checking in on them. And they go to their apartment and see how they're doing. Yes, it's all for camera. Yes, it's always like a little rehearsed or whatever the case is. But at least they have that. I feel like on Love is Blind, they're like, all right, well, and you don't see anything else. You don't talk to a professional. And they're just like, you guys, like, I don't even know who's checking in on these people. It's such a life-altering change, and to do it on television and to do it the way they're doing it. I'm like, they need a little bit more guidance and help. That's my only difference. So when you're saying the screening thing, I felt like Married at First Sight, they were looking at applicants like really hard, and they're like, I think he'd be perfect for her. And I'm like, how did you do that when she is completely wrong, or he's completely nothing like. Anyway, so that part, I don't know. I think they do this on purpose. I think they put weird characters together sometimes to get the best television out of it.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting too. It probably gives people an opportunity to date outside of what like their typical or what they think their preferred preferences would be. So like one of the things that we mentioned last time is like the famous interview with Miss Ayanla. I'm butchering her name, but about would you date like a working collar man, like differences as far as like SES or education, like would you be open to it? And that like sparked like a whole controversy and a lot of conversation about that, and also cultural differences between like, you know, white women versus black women. Like, is there more, you know, leniency or preference to like dating not necessarily someone who's like of equal, I don't want to say caliber, but just like on the same level as you, like, would you, and like, does that change as you get older too? Like, you know, as far as like preferences or just like the dating pool obviously differs the older you get. Not like better or worse, it's just different, you know? So, but yeah, that was like one thing too that we had like grown up too. And like, I remember being younger and it's like, yeah, I want to date a doctor or someone in the sciences. And now I'm like, yo, you know how to like sand a floor? Like, that shit's hot, you know? Like, it's just totally different now.
I swear, culturally speaking, I mean, there's so many places to go with this, and I don't even know where to start, but my thoughts are all over the place. People who are like first generations and they come into like America, for example. So I feel like a lot of people can identify. Sometimes it ends up that the wife ends up taking I guess a like more leadership role in the family because she makes more money. And whatever that the spouse, the husband might have studied in his country necessarily didn't translate, and he has to do a job that he really may not like in the States. And sometimes I feel like it, some guys, some, and this is where the whole I'll tie this in. Sometimes those guys are super insecure about the fact that they're like, I'm intelligent, I'm smart, but that's not working out here in the States, and I have to take a job that I really don't like. I'm a cab driver, I'm a this, I'm a that. Whatever the case is, but it doesn't change their intelligence at all. And that was the problem that people had with the Aliana. Aliana? Yes. And
Sounds good enough. No shade to her. We love her. We just have a hard time with all those.
I've loved her for years, and I don't know why I can't say her name. And she had with Ebony K. Williams that conversation that kept going on and on, and everybody was picking it up. But she is a lawyer, judge, whatever she is. She's well established and she's had a marvelous career, and she wants someone of equal status. And I get that, but the way she did say things, she phrased it in a way that she was kind of coming down on the working class population, especially on the men. And she was like, oh, well, don't even step to her if you're coming in like that. But that's why I was upset too, just from like, oh, I've known such incredibly intelligent men growing up who necessarily didn't do work that showed that. And I'm like, yeah, to kind of dismiss people was kind of like crazy to me. And that was kind of crazy, but I could get it too. She's worked really hard to get what she was. She's not like a silver spoon person. She's not like there's not like generational like education or wealth in her family and her background. So for her to be like, no, I want you to come, as I say, come correct. She has every right to say that. I just think that I think people wanted to run with that conversation because of who she is. She's beautiful and successful, and they kind of wanted to tear her down a peg. And they were successful because I heard her speak on the morning show with the Breakfast Club, and they were going in on her. And I heard her like choking a little bit. She never wanted it to come out this way. And I'm like, she's such a confident, woman, and she's a lawyer, and I'm like, she's used to arguing, but I could see her like feeling like, oh my God, the more I say, the worse this is going to be. And I'm like, girl, you shouldn't have said anything in the first place. But I she was trying to be funny when she said, when they asked, would you date a bus driver? And like now it's just they made it about bus drivers, but I think we get what
What the point
Aliana
was, yeah.
was saying. So long story short, if the guy treats you well and you have a good like, and it depends on the guy. If he's a secure man, right? Isn't that like change everything? It changes the whole game. Like he's secure, he makes good money, he does what he has to do. He's not going to make you feel bad for making money, or you know
Right.
what I mean? Like I feel
But
like
what if
this
he's
happened.
like doing that as a way, like while he's coming up, in school or whatever, like,
Yeah. I think the people think that people have to come already formed to
yeah.
you. And that's a mistake too. I mean, yeah, she's older. She's not in her 20s anymore. So that's like, I could get why she doesn't want to be responsible for that kind of situation. But it
Yeah.
also depends on you, your patience level. Can you, like, he's showing that he's doing X, Y, and Z by night, and by day, he does something else. And he's a hustler. And you will be rewarded for your patience if you recognize that he is a hustler and he's doing what he has to do. It's a tough conversation, and I don't know. I don't know. They shouldn't succumb to pressure to be with someone that they don't think is good for them or a good fit,
Right.
but also broaden their searches,
Yeah, I agree.
right? So
Yeah.
I think so too. I think I I think it's kind of bougie. They were saying she was bougie. They were saying a whole bunch of stuff. And I'm like, does she not have the right to be in this situation?
Right. I mean, I think that is that's the point that was brought up. Like, does she not have a right to say, yeah, I want to date someone? I mean, you go on these dating apps, like your preferences, do you want someone who's graduated? Do you want someone who's like with children, not children, right? That's the luxury. Like, whether it's like, if you want a baby with blue eyes, you can have a baby with blue eyes. If you want a man, you know, like there's the luxury of like preferential, you know, like settings, like on these apps and stuff. I mean, that's the whole point, right? Is like, you think you want to get a match that is like a good fit, but at the same time, I'm sure there's like tons of people you might be overlooking or different situations that aren't so clear cut.
Exactly. That's the whole thing about like limiting your, like the guy, like people have made this point all the time. They're like, the guy could be super successful, but cheats on you constantly. And he has, you know, women, and, you know, all over the place. And I'm like, yeah, well, just so you could say you're married to a doctor, just so you can be like, oh, he's a lawyer. So I'm like, are you happy though? But, and maybe that person who drives the Uber is going to be amazing to you and respects you and supports your career too. And what, and gender revolt, I can't say the word, gender reverse. Reversal, that people are like, guys are staying at home now. Guys are taking care of their kids. And I see that a lot here in Europe. I know it's the same back home. What if he wants to do that? What if he wants to be a staying at home dad? And I'm like, if he's good at it, he has the patience for it. Taking care of kids is not fun or easy. If a guy wants to do that and pick him up from school, deal with the teachers, deal like the day-to-day stuff, what? That's a dream come true.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Man, listen, if I had the option to work full time at a job that I really loved and have my husband quit his 9-to-5 so we could have many dogs, so we could, you know, have children or something like that, I would love that because I love kids, but I don't know if I could do this all day. I don't know. That's a lot to do the dailies every day. I'd be like, wow, you got this? You're going to take care of that? Thanks. So I don't know. I think people should stop holding men to a lot of things. Because I don't think it's fair on many occasions.
Yeah, agreed. It's a good time to kind of like rewind and catch up on what's been going on as far as any plans for this weekend, any good stuff going on. I have nothing planned. I'm trying to like sleep and like chill out this weekend.
Same, same, same. Tonight though, I did make plans to go to a friend's house. We're going to watch, my God, I'm going to butcher it. It's the European Sing Song Contest, mm-hmm. where they have representatives, you know, like American Idol, but for all of Europe. Mm-hmm. And they send their best reps to go sing on stage. And I've seen those on and off throughout the years, and they're terrible. But now we're going to include alcohol in watching the show, so it's going to change. And shots when they do this and shots when they do that. So I'm probably going to get, yeah, messy.
No. Messy can be good on a sunny Saturday. That can be good. You'll be a little toasty.
Yeah, yeah. But a friend of mine was telling me, like, when during the show, they're like, oh, all the results are usually done in German. I mean, sorry, done in English. And the only people who actually do it in their own language are the French. And I'm like, of course they do. Everybody does everything in English. And they're like, when the results come in or whatever the case is, the French will not cave and they will not, I repeat, they will not use English. And it's so French of them. And that's why, like, I've yet to go to France because I'm so afraid to use the French that I do know. Like, I know how critical French speakers can be, and my French isn't perfect, even though I kind of grew up around it, but they do not give you any grace at all. Like, you mess up and like you get those feminine masculines messed up and they look at you like, you know, you're unworthy to be spoken to. So I'm going to make it there. I have to be there this fall, but we'll talk about that later down the line. But I have to bone up on my French, seriously. Oh, wow. Do you see that?
Yeah, sorry. The sun. I know, it's like glistening. You're shining. Oh, I love it. Oh, yeah, thank you, girl. All right, Madame. Well, it's been a pleasure. Let's definitely we'll definitely do this again soon. And it's been another great installment of That's Not the Point podcast. And catching up with you is always a pleasure. It's always a pleasure.
It's so, yes, no, I love catching up with you. I'm so glad that we're doing this. I really am. I think it's going to be
Yes.
so much fun going forward. So I really look forward to us. I mean, we talk 100 times a day,
We do.
aside. And we do hold back for the audience members, but once you
We
guys get
do.
to know us a little bit more, we'll just let more of our stuff out. But we're trying to be nice and
Yeah.
delicate young women.
Right. Exactly. Yes. 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 All right,
Yeah.
Madame. So
Yeah.
thank you again. And thank you everyone for listening. And we'll talk soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a
All
good
right.
one.
Have a good
Bye.
one, everyone. Bye.
Bye.